are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
The other day, I was talking about adapting in our world, adapting in your life. And someone asked me in the chat, is adapting the same as accepting? And that really got my mind to thinking, and how, what is the interplay between adapting and accepting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I got to thinking about how all the changes happen in nature, how the birds fly south for the winter, and all of that adaptation happens, or that inspiration to do that happens because of the sunset changing, you know, and the days being shorter, and they actually can read this with their eyes. And so that is an adaptation that has happened over the years. And for me, adapting, this is just me free talking here, but adapting is more physical. Adapting is more action oriented. Although, as I was thinking about this morning, I knew I was going to talk myself into a circle, because accepting is as well. Accepting is a mental thing. It is accepting what is. However, I did realize that adapting must first be preceded by accepting. In other words, if there is something you want to adapt to, you've got to appreciate the fact that it already is there. Appreciate. Accept. You've got to give in to, in many cases. This is why alcoholics have to hit their bottom. They have to realize that they are truly an alcoholic before they adapt. The accepting precedes the adapting. One of the big challenges I find in our world is that accepting. We are taught in many ways not to accept, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. But the better standard of living we enjoy, we don't become more nice, more calm, etc. We become more demanding. That has been proven psychologically. Because we adapt to that. We adapt to this new level of expectation. For example, when we first started sending out our complaint-free bracelets, people accepted that it took a week or two to get there. Well, now with Amazon, everybody's expecting next-day service. We are inviting people to accept that this is just the way it is and the way it's presented, and to adapt their expectations. I was talking with someone this weekend about Buddhism, and the Tao of Pooh actually goes into the story of, you know, the difference between Confucianism, Buddhism, and Taoism. And Buddhism is very interesting in that the Buddha contends that life is suffering. It just simply is suffering. In the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F, he reminds us of this, that life is suffering. He even quotes the Buddha, the author does, Mark Manson or Mason, I think. Acceptance of the fact that suffering is there is the first step towards adapting. We have to accept something before we adapt to it. So, for example, I've shared this before, but for me, it's just something I'm just so honestly proud of, and it was such a blinding flash of the obvious. Having traveled dozens of times to deliver speeches for the last, going on, it's over 15 years, 16 years professionally. Having done this and struggled with the travel part, the being on the plane part, the being around the people part, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I finally accepted all of the challenges that there were, such as, and I wrote them down. Going through TSA, getting my bag at baggage claim, sitting in the middle, getting stuck in the middle on a plane where you've got two people elbowing you, etc. I even realized that sitting on the aisle was uncomfortable for me as well, because when I cross my legs, which I tend to do, people often bump me as they're going to the restroom. So I accepted all of these challenges. I accepted them as being there. And then I said, I'm going to continue to travel. I need to adapt. How can I adapt? And I literally looked at every single one of these things and I did the math, you know. Middle seat and aisle are the most likely to have people elbow you or bump you on the way to the restroom, of course. Window seat, a lot of people don't want because you've got to get up and go to the restroom a lot. If you have to go get up and go to the restroom a lot. However, the window seat is also can be cold. So I wrote all of this out. I accepted it because you're up against the edge of the plane. So I wrote all of this out and then I began to adapt to it. I chose the window seat for the least amount of contact. I then started making sure that I carried a very light jacket that I could slip on and also something to put on my Chromis Domus up here to keep it warm. And I simplified everything. I adapted. And the other thing I did was I got clear, which means I just look into a thing, plus TSA, and I immediately get led to the front of the line when it comes to checking in. And all of that was a few hundred dollars, which when you consider how much I travel, it was just the hassle factor was so reduced. However, what most people do is they're in an uncomfortable and a difficult situation, and their response is, it shouldn't be this way. It shouldn't be this way. But they don't take it any step for any further. What is it? How is it? And this is the big one. If I could wave a magic wand, how would I change it? I hung out yesterday at the Florida Boat Show with a really great speaker named Scott Lesnick. He's a professional speaker just like I am. And we were looking at these yachts, and there's a whole row of yachts that start at $8 million. And he said, you know what? If I had $8 million, I would buy my own plane before I bought my own yacht. And I said, man, I totally get that. Just being able to travel from just pull your car up to your own plane, get on the plane, get there, get off, etc. It's all accepting what is going on in your life. Oftentimes I'll meet people and they'll start talking about what's wrong in their life, which is how most people connect. Remember, number one, get attention. That's the number one reason people complain. And they'll start talking about my kid this and my kid that, and my kid is this way, and my kid is that way. Focusing on their child, their perceived badness of their child, and also talking about the victimization they're receiving as a result of their child's behavior. My kid, blah, 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 blah. And as a result, as you know, I can feel this way. Accepting the way it is and then beginning to empower yourself to adapt in the situation changes everything. I was talking with someone who has a teenage boy who's being a teenage boy and he's being very, very difficult and very, very challenging. And he's like weeks away from being 18 years old. And what my friend said was that he was afraid to leave home. He was afraid to go out and have fun. He was afraid to do this for fear of what his kid would do. And I said, you staying home stop your child from doing any of that? And he said, no, that's why I've decided that I'm going to accept that he's going to do what he's going to do. And I'm going to adapt and I'm going to go out, do what I want to do. And that's what he's starting to do. He's going skiing, he's going traveling, he's going hiking, and he just accepts. So there you go. First comes acceptance, then comes adaptation. Life is all about adaptation. We're not just evolving as a species. We're evolving individually day by day by day. Or at least we should be. And the only way for us to do that is to accept things for the way they are. Today is the first day of the month. Today is also the first day of the week. I invite you to begin to accept what comes your way and then begin to address it. Acceptance, the opposite of acceptance is what? Ask yourself. It's resistance. It's resistance, closing down to something. And when something bad happens, there's a certain amount of putting our hands up and saying, this is not happening. And ultimately, we accept, even when we're looking at the stages of grief, that's the way life works. We deny it. We deny. Ultimately, we accept. And it is through our acceptance that we adapt. I was privileged to be with a family who had a two-year-old daughter pass back when I was a minister. And the hospital allowed us to, hours that we were in I forget what you would call it, like an operating studio or whatever. But they allowed us hours to sit there with the baby and for the mom to hold her in a rocking chair. And I could see the acceptance beginning to happen. And it happened slowly over time. And over time, that family has adapted. And they still continue to celebrate that child. So both in challenging ways and in life-changing ways that we just can't see or foresee, acceptance is our key to adapting. So try it. Accept what comes your way today. And since I said accept what comes your way today, this is your chance to click share and type shared in the share box. That's not a comment section. That's a share box down there. You see that? Not a comment section. It is a share box. I had a song that I want us to do today. I know the song that I want to use, but I absolutely couldn't find it quickly. And the song is, I'll put it in here, see if you can find it. Grateful by my friend Ricky Byers Beckwith. And if you can't find it under her name, search Agape Choir. I'm grateful, so thankful. I am one with the Spirit all around me. I am grateful, so thankful. I trust in God. Those are the lyrics, and it's just a chant. If you want some great stuff that's just going to put positive thoughts in your head, check out Ricky Byers Beckwith. She is, I have known her, watching her as a music minister, et cetera, and a solo performer, and I've actually had the opportunity to sit down once, twice, talk with her. She's just such a cool person.
No Linda Ann Starr. No more complaining people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.